You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The program, The Present Truth. I began yesterday asking the question, who made China great? Who made Russia great? Who made America great? And what is the reason for NATO? Why? Or what is NATO? I'm going to begin with, I don't know, I didn't have time to really listen to the news today. I don't know what has been discussed, so I might be covering something that's already been discussed, but I'll go with it. In this Ukraine battle, just yesterday, Russia's proposals for peace, Zelenko and the Ukrainian government are really not too warm toward finding a solution. So the Israeli ambassador to Russia, Alexander Ben Zvi, he confirmed that Israel is ready and willing to host a Putin-Zelensky meeting in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the new headquarters for the coming New World Order in the future. He revealed that Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett maintain regular contact with each other. And the Kremlin spokesman, his name is Peskov, stated that Putin has never rejected the idea of a meeting in the Ukraine. Never rejected that. And Zelensky, with Zelensky in principle, but before and prior to any type of a meeting, there would have to be a document of Ukraine agreeing to, a text of a document with, you know, things that have to be followed, points. So something already in place that they can agree to. But this war, the United States cannot allow peace. It can't. And also in this article, it's from today's whatdoesitmean.com, and I agree with what is being presented here. Without the destruction of Russia, the globalist West will not be able to attain world hegemony. I mean America. Eventually, America will. But two things basically stand in the way. Russia and China. The United States and the European Union, with their NATO military bloc, they held a secret meeting, a conference yesterday, a video conference. After the conference, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz proclaimed, quote, "Together with our partners in the European Union and NATO, we are completely united in the opinion that Russia must not win this war. So they are going to continue this war until Russia is not just lost the war, but until Russia is completely defeated. And also, the European Union also has announced that it's going to impose a total ban on Russian oil next week. Why next week? Well, because the election in France will be over, and the globalists want to make sure that Emmanuel, the Savior, God with us, Macron, wins that election. After supposedly he wins the election, which he most likely, 80 to 1, well, I'll put it this way, it's not 49-51, it's 80-20. The French people are tired of Macron. They're tired of this Bilderberger shill, of America's puppet in France. I don't know. It could be an upset. We'll see. We'll just have to see. Then, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that the West has played Zelensky against Russia, and the West did everything to strengthen him in the desire to ignore the Minsk agreements. Had Zelensky cooperated in implementing the Minsk agreements, which would not allow further expansion of NATO toward Russia, the crisis would have been over a long time ago. And the first deputy permanent representative to the United Nations, Dmitry Polansky, stated at the UN Security Council, stating that Western colleagues concern the Ukraine and Ukrainians quite selfish and self-serving. They need Ukrainians only as cannon fodder in their proxy war against Russia, down to the very last Ukrainian. This is true. The United States is not going to continue the push, and I mean push as a military affront or a military objective, to push this narrative that Vladimir Putin is Satan, is evil, can't be controlled, and that Russia must be destroyed. This is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38-39. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Swept away and stole. Hit the sky, fall, and it crumbles.
Yeah, like some of the lyrics in that song with James Bond, one of the later movies. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. This war is a strategy of this country, and the nations of the world are aware of the hegemonic plans that the United States of America has had ever since World War I. Prior to that, actually, back in the 1800s. I haven't forgotten. We're going to talk about and discuss who made China great, Russia great, America great. What's the reason for NATO? NATO is nothing more than America's military, by the nations that send the troops, NATO troops, into conflict wherever they're needed. And it's extortion, these nations, for the payoff, the big payday that the United States gives these nations, their billions of dollars. And they send their people, their citizens, to the conflicts wherever the United States needs them to go. The American people, because of there's two types of patriotism. There is patriotism, true patriotism, where we should love the nation. We should protect our nation. But then there is what is called blind patriotism, where we're blind to, like with children, with the parents. We love our children, but we hate to hear that our children are doing things that displease us. It's the exact same principle with patriotism. We love this country, but we cannot be blind to the fruit of the tree and what this country is, what it has become, what it is going to become in the future. America today is not the America that I knew back in the 60s and the 50s. It's changed. The society has changed. We were at one time law-abiding. Now, the courts, the judges, are involved in allowing criminals to go free. There's no justice. And when there's no justice in the society, the people lose heart. They lose hope. They have no hope. So, blind patriotism. NATO is an American army overseas, paid for by American dollars to the nations who go along with America's agenda. Now, also in this article, that the intelligence agencies here that have that are leaking info to CNN, who could that be? Who owns CNN? Who owns MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC? Who is it really that owns this media network, this controlling network at the top? It is funded by America's CIA intelligence agencies and given direction by those agencies. Well, here's what's happening. All of a sudden, somebody leaked to CNN. Well, no, it wasn't a leak. No such thing as a leak to CNN. Someone came right in. They either emailed or sent an article or sent today's program, what is to be broadcast to the people at CNN, stating that American weaponry that has been sent to the Ukraine all of this hardware, Stinger missiles, tanks, guns, you name it, is disappearing into a black hole. They're revealing that the White House is increasingly concerned that the aid that is being given to the Ukraine to fight Russia is ending up in the hands of other militias and militaries that the United States did not intend those arms to go to. So do you think that some of this weaponry is going to other surrounding armies in some of the surrounding nations for greater conflict in southern Asia? I had a month ago plus talked about Russia in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. One of the thoughts is that when Russia invades Israel with all of the other comrades, the other nations that are going to go with Russia to invade Israel, it says that Israel, after that invasion, Israel will have enough equipment and fuel to fuel that area where that battle takes place and the people that live there for 7 years. That's quite a bit of energy and metal and bullets and who knows what else to fuel that area for 7 years. And I had stated that it appears as if to me the United States sending all of this military equipment into the Ukraine is going to end up in the hands of the nations that are going to come with Russia to Israel. Because when they come, they have to bring a big, they're going to bring vast amounts of equipment and energy, whether it be nuclear, I don't know if it's going to be what other types of, it's just going to be a lot to fuel their industry for that 7 years. And here we see now that what is being sent over to the Ukraine is disappearing down a black hole. Also, with what is being sent to the Ukraine, it is depleting the resources, the tanks, the military resources of the United States. Yesterday, Yuri Borisov, Deputy Prime Minister, stated that Russia isn't going to run out of precision munitions. They haven't. They have plenty. After a 2-month-long conflict, it hasn't hurt their stock, their military surplus. He says, we don't see any serious threats that would undermine our work on the planned tasks in the state of defense's procurement. Because in 2014, since Barack Obama began to set the Ukraine scenario in motion, Russia realized already the plans for the Ukraine were in motion, and Russia, their industry, their manufacturing base, began to pump out military hardware, everything needed for war. They knew it was coming. The reason they knew it was coming is, again, Vladimir Putin has studied the Pilgrim Society in the West, and he knows all that they have done for the last 100 years plus to destroy Russia. The game plan has not changed. You can't destroy Russia with Lenin, with the Bolsheviks. You destroy them with the Nazis, after World War II at the end of the war. If you can't do that, you destroy the power of the ruble in the late 80s, early 90s. If that doesn't destroy him, you make sure that Bill and Hillary Clinton, when they're when he's president of the United States, that he opens the financial markets into Russia, and using Wall Street, basically, and the bankers and these criminals with the Russian corrupt oligarchs in Russia, using Boris Yeltsin, and also, what was his name? Right after, before Boris. I can see his face with the little on his head. What is that? Birth defect. But anyhow, they tried then to destroy Russia. And once again, they are trying to destroy Russia because they cannot finish the globalist plans without Russia being destroyed and removed from being a global power. Gorbachev. Mikhail Gorbachev. This plan to destroy Russia has not ended. But the plan to destroy Russia. Who made Russia great? Well, who do you think made Russia great? America. Not just America, but which family was involved in making Russia great? The Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family made sure that new technology would end up in Russia. Nuclear technology and even nuclear capabilities. Remember the old Uranium-1 bribery scandal with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton taking 20% of the uranium and shipping it to Russia? Who made Russia great? It backfired. You know, there's that old saying, what goes around comes around. Well, there's another saying in the Bible that says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. We make Russia great, and it had to be. We had to make Russia great because Russia has to fulfill a prophecy. Russia has to be great. Militarily, economically, politically, I state this repeatedly because it's true. It's very simple. The Bible says that Russia, diplomatically, is going to work things out, going to work things out to work with nations, some of the old Soviet bloc, and others like Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, so that Russia will come with these nations to the mountains of Israel. And that's where Russia is going to be destroyed. As this conflict escalates in the Ukraine, Russia right now used the old strategy of World War II, where she basically built a cauldron and surrounded that cauldron and destroyed the Nazis as they were moving into and trying to move into Moscow. It was a cauldron. And this is where the Nazis were defeated, in this big bowl with this move. Russia has done exactly the same thing in Ukraine. The Ukraine military, the Azov forces realize it's the end. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1350KHSC.com for podcasts. We'll continue in just a few minutes.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sunday, 9 until noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. You need to come to church on Sundays. Don't go anywhere. Just come to 1360 KHNC, and I will tell you the truth and give you up-to-date news from the perspective of Scripture. We're in the last decade. I have no doubt that we are going to end this madness, this evil, this wickedness at Christ's return in about 10 years. There has to be a time, according to Christ, when he left. He said he would return. And he's been gone for 2,000 years. But he has to return. And he said that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. We're watching the ability with the technology that mankind has and the sheer will that evil man has. We're watching and we're involved in the extermination through war, through famines, through diseases, through being poisoned. We're seeing man-made holodomors, like the Holodomor in the Ukraine. Isn't that interesting? About 100 years ago, through starvation. Death through starvation. Now that plan is being copied on a global scale. It's man-made. It's man-made through what's happening in Ukraine, if you want to destroy the economies of the world, the perfect place to do that is in the black hole in the Ukraine, because it's a breadbasket. There are resources that come out of that area that are vital for the economies of the world. You want to destroy energy supply? That's where you go. Destroy that conduit and cause conflict. If you create hatred of a nation who supplies, how much energy comes out of Russia? You have coal being shipped to China. You have oil being shipped all over the world. Then you have natural gas being shipped to Europe. We need neon, the gas, to cool our computers. You want to create havoc internationally. It's just like a motor on a vehicle. You mess with one thing on a motor, with the cooling system, or with the fuel injection, or the electrical system, that one problem stops everything. The vehicle doesn't run. It looks good, but won't run. This is a strategy by these people. Who is these people? I believe, personally, through study, through looking at the dynasties and the families that have run the world through generations, I believe that the one family made China great. It's the same family that has, for the most part, made America great. Yes, it is the citizens of the country. But as far as energy production, who has produced more, who has done more drilling in the continental United States than the Rockefeller family? Who has done more drilling internationally and controls more oil wells and oil internationally than the Rockefeller family? The Rockefellers have become more powerful, or that family became more powerful than the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds had their hand on money, finances, but the Rockefellers had their hands on everything being played out internationally since about 1870. I've been studying and looking at exactly what this family has done. They made China great. Their operation in the late 1800s in China is what made China what it is today. It was one family, the Rockefeller family. Not two families, just one. They also began to, I'm looking for an article. This is out of PatriotSoapbox.com. The Grand Strategy, Kissinger and the Rockefeller Scheme to Transfer Wealth and Industry to China. This took place in the 70s. There was a book, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy. It was the Rockefellers that were able to take technology into Russia. It was found that all main diesel and steam turbine propulsion systems of the 96 Soviet ships on the Haiphong supply run to the North Vietnamese, 84 out of the 96 had originated in design or construction outside of the USSR. We do conclude that, therefore, that if the United States had not in the 1950s and the 60s consistently enforced the legislation passed by Congress in 1949, there was legislation passed that would allow the Soviets after World War II to have technology from America, American technology. Who were the government officials responsible for the transfer of known military technology? Concept came from the National Security Advisor, Henry Kissinger, the globalist, who reportedly sold President Nixon on the idea of giving military technology to the Soviets, and that would temper their global territorial ambitions. Henry arrived at this gigantic thought. How he came to that thought is not known. I know how he came to it. It was something that was given to him, a thought and a strategy given to him by the Rockefeller family, who he, like it states here in the next paragraph, Henry had been a paid family employee of the Rockefellers since 1958 and has served as an International Advisory Committee Chairman of the Chase Manhattan Bank of Rockefeller Bank, a Rockefeller concern. While discussing Nixon's trip to China, Kissinger stated, "Your trip, this upcoming historic trip, can change the whole future of the world." And it did. We'll continue in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Only one family has done all this. Yes, that family basically has controlled the U.S. government and governments internationally. It's interesting as you look at, if you look into what this family has been able to accomplish, they have taken their strategy starting back from John D. Rockefeller Sr. in the 1870s and have used those strategies internationally in this country, internationally. So Kissinger tells Richard Nixon that his upcoming historic trip to China can change the whole future of the world. Kissinger was under orders by the Rockefeller family to open the door to China and their vast manufacturing labor force, because the plan is to use China as a labor force to take American industry offshore, move it to China, produce nothing in the United States, no industry, no manufacturing, do everything overseas, because Rockefellers had their hand in so many different types of technologies business. It would be cheaper to, like Standard Oil of Sony, Standard Oil of New York. Who's Standard Oil of New York? The Rockefeller family. Don't build computer chips here. Build it in China. This was a demonic plan that was very, very effective. Then what do you do? Well, let me back up. So the Rockefellers are in China in 1880s, 1890s. They are selling kerosene lamps to the Chinese, and then they begin to sell that kerosene to the Chinese. Then eventually, Standard Oil presence in East India was the largest American direct investment in the region prior to World War II. It was broken up in 1911 due to antitrust legislation. That's only here in the United States. Didn't affect them over in China. The family retained control of most of the constituent parts and operations in China. They were not affected. The company's main operating subsidiary in China, Stanvac, owned hundreds of river vessels to bring its products to market in China, including 13 large tankers. After 1932, they took a hit to the market, but they would bring kerosene up the rivers so that the Chinese could have fuel for their lanterns, kerosene, Rockefeller kerosene. This is the way they've always done it. They also began to set up a medical profession, a system in China. And philosophical or philanthropy to help the Chinese people. No. These people do not help anybody. If there's no profit, you do not give anything away for free. There has to be return. How much is enough? Just a little more. Quote, David Rockefeller. So, David, how much is enough? Just a little more. Through observation, that this family has definitely made a pact with the other side, and the other side has rewarded them handsomely. The healthcare, you might say, kind of a healthcare system that was in China in late 1800s was a prototype of what would be brought to America. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Rockefeller Clinton began to introduce Hillary care in the 90s. This was her father and her uncles wanted her to do everything possible, pass legislation, twist arms, do whatever was possible to bring in Hillary care. It was a Rockefeller plan, another control plan. It didn't occur until Obamacare. And here we just find out Obamacare through Trump was basically shelved, and it's back. He's back. This person, I'm going to jump off topic just for a second. This person who has been ruling the White House ever since he left, even during the Trump administration, and now ruling through Joe Biden. He is coming back. We cannot keep him out much longer. This country is not going to keep this person from coming back into power. He's too powerful. He's directing the senior executive services in this country. He appointed them, most of them. He's still involved deeply with all of the intelligence agencies, all 3 to 26 letter agencies in this country. He's still giving direction to the top agency, CIA, involved with DARPA. His hands are in everything. He's in his basement with his stuff. His stuff being occult things. He's coming back. You don't have to believe me. He never left. He's just out of the spotlight. Doesn't mean that because he's out of the spotlight that he's not directing things. He's standing up on a mountain giving signals to the people in the financial world, political world, high tech, military, intelligence. He's still there. Never left. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting it to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Finish up the program. Rick Rodriguez. Well, not yet. We have a little bit of time. We'll be back.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, to finish out, I will just present this. Now, why was it that the United States had to get involved with war in Asia? Was it because the Japanese were so evil that they were going to come to the shores of America, to the West Coast, and attack America? They'd invaded China already. The invasion of Japan into China stopped the Rockefeller plan to continue to rob that nation of its resources and to put in their machine, the Rockefeller machine. So to continue with the plan in China, the Rockefellers had to eliminate the enemy, the Japanese. See, the United States was working heavily with the Japanese. We were very involved, but eventually we betray them once they began a great, great push. They start in 1937. By 1941, they're pretty much involved deeply in China. And we betray, I think it was Chiang Kai-shek, who was it? We betray him, and we begin to help China. So who puts China, who puts Mao Zedong in power? No, you didn't say you didn't say the Rockefellers. Well, yes, they're the ones that put China into Mao Zedong into power. I've got the article right here. And Chairman Mao had Western handlers. One of the handlers, Israel Epstein, and Sidney Shapiro, both of whom came from the West. Shapiro being trained by the U.S. Army. Epstein was Mao's propagandist for the West. And this was all in the book by Anthony Sutton. His book was The Best Money, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy. It was the Rockefellers, along with the Pilgrim Society out of New York, which he helped found, and out of England, out of London. They could not allow Japan to destroy the coming manufacturing base. They had plans for China. They had to wait till after World War II. They had to wait till the dust settled down. But then with Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller, they meet with Chou Enlai in China in 1973, just after Richard Nixon had visited China. They eventually destroy Nixon. It is speculated that this is why Kissinger and Rockefeller instigated the Watergate coup against Nixon. It was a frame-up with John Dean and Kissinger as the real deep throats, by my deductions, according to Anthony Sutton. It was so that Rockefeller-Kissinger plans for China's industrialization and America's deindustrialization could proceed unopposed. Get Tricky Dick out of the way. Go forward with manufacturing to China. We got to continue with this. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez and Podcast 1360KHNC. Sunday, 9 to noon, for the All-Australian Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Come to Radio Church on Sundays. Rick Rodriguez. See you tomorrow.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.